Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
We are back with another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Woo! There you go. Spit it
here
out.
Here we go. Let's get it all out there. We're going to start with Beverly Hills. Starts with Crystal's.
Blood pressure.
She's gray. Her veins are swollen. Anna Marie says the irony is shocking and Crystal has degraded her profession, is now taking care of her. The ambulance arrives and her blood pressure is high, so they take her to the hospital. When medical emergency happened on these trips, sometimes other housewives will go, but I love that they broke the fourth wall and they were like, who was it that was wanting to go with Crystal? Was it Anna Marie?
I think so.
Yeah. Right? I think Anna Marie said she would go with her. And then production steps in and they're like, actually, Gavin will be going with Crystal.
Yeah. Gavin's gone places with me too.
Yeah. You know what, Gavin?
Like on a flight home when I got the hell out of Bali. He's the one that flew home with me. I flew by myself without the cast.
Poor Gavin had to ride home with me on the way home from Provence when I didn't remember what happened in Provence. And I grilled him for hours trying to find out every detail. And he
wouldn't say a word.
I
love Gavin.
We all love Gavin. Gavin is a staple and it's like such a good person. And also such like he's always there for you. So
he's not working on Orange County right now. I'm very sad. But we have Clark.
Then they get to the church where they're cursing going into church. Dorit doesn't know if it's okay if she doesn't light a candle. Sutton lets her know it's okay. Then we get kind of the conversation between Sutton and Kyle at church.
That was a sweet conversation, I felt.
I felt like in that moment they both we're being transparent. I don't think either of them wants to necessarily be at odds, but sometimes they just have such a different way of communicating that it's impossible not to be. But in this moment, they are, you know, Sutton's talking about her dad. Kyle's talking about her best friend. Sutton tells Kyle that she'll never have some of the answers that she's looking for, but to at least know that she's at peace now. And then Sutton apologizes for being a bad friend. I wonder how long this will last.
I don't know. Sutton has won me over. There's, you know, beginning of the season, she was a little much, but now I feel like she's back to just being her quirky, funny self. And I like that.
Well, I do feel like myself and God were wondering in that church. Well, let's see how that plays out at the reunion. Let's see if this.
I just don't need the name them. Name them.
Name them.
Name them. I like to see funny, quirky. I liked her friends. We'll get to that.
Well, but first they go. Garcelle says they go to lunch. And something that is also curious to me is Anna Marie's kind of, you know, when like lunches start, you have one housewife that's normally.
Is her
like,
name Anne Marie or Anna Marie? Because you're saying Anna Marie.
I'm pretty sure it's Anna Marie.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. Wow. It could be Anne Marie, but crickets from our production team. What's how they say it on the show? They say Anna on the show.
Anne Marie. It's Anne Marie.
They say it both ways. Great. So the cast says it both ways, and apparently so do me and Tamara. Oh, Anna Marie or Anne Marie, please let us know. Do you go by Anna Marie or Anne Marie? Because I think it's Anna and Tamara thinks it's Anne Marie. So I guess no one knows. Hopefully we'll get to know her a little better and learn what her name is.
It's spelled A-N-N-E, Anne Marie.
There's a lot of things.
There's no A. There's no A. It's not A-N-N-A.
I guess it's like how people call you Tamara or Tamara.
Tamara. No, there's no extra A in there. Or Tamara. Tamara.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Then Garcelle says she's still hurt by the way Dorit spoke to her on Taco Tuesday. Garcelle's.
She brought that up. I'm like, no, we are not going back to Taco Tuesday.
Well, they went back to Taco Tuesday while they were not having tacos.
But
they were...
it actually came out well, though. It was like a nice, pleasant conversation. I was so ready for it to be the same conversation it was before. And like, can we just move forward?
I appreciated that Dorit took more accountability than she had in the past. And that, you know, she shared history on her childhood. They showed pictures. And then
we found out that Sutton wasn't always rich. She was from the Bronx or Brooklyn. Where was she from?
She's from Georgia. But then when she moved to have that job, she lived in Brooklyn. But then
Dorit was so happy to put that out there that Sutton wasn't always wealthy, even though she pretends she always was.
But I didn't realize that she met her ex-husband Christian and when they were like 14 years old.
I know. What time did she get married? Really young?
Well, I guess not that young if she was working out there, but who knows? These are the things that we need more information on. But Garcelle says what really bonds them is everyone is still learning. Potomac, this is a great example of people doing their jobs and moving past fights, because I'm hoping that we will not have to talk about this situation again. I'm sure we will at the reunion, but I'm hoping it will not come up in another episode. And I hate to see this, but our producers just weighed in after telling me I was wrong, but her name is Anna Marie.
Okay. All right. Everybody spells it different. Like you said, mm-hmm. If I would have seen that, I would have said Anne Marie.
I feel ya. We pan to Crystal back at the castle Airbnb, and we hear about her history of high blood pressure, and she struggled with this before, but she never knew it would get to this point. She gets emotional, and she says she's very thankful to Anna Marie, and she sees a different side of her because of the situation.
Yeah.
I think we all did.
Yeah, I think it was great. It's weird how things happen. You guys are fighting over medical situations, and then there you go. You're in a medical situation, and you need her help.
Yeah, and
she said, Emery said in the van, she's like, I don't want her to stroke out. And that's what happens when you have high blood pressure like that.
Right, but if in that same token, I don't necessarily want the person I'm talking to about my medical stuff to actually say that. It's one thing if she was saying that not in front of Crystal.
Yeah.
But she said it in front of Crystal, and then you see Kyle go like, if you want to take that, when I'm having a crisis, I don't know that I necessarily need to know all of the things that could be going wrong with me because I have anxiety on top of it. But either way, you saw that she she genuinely cares about her, and she cares about her profession and wanting people to be okay. And I think
yeah,
she probably very much regrets Esophagate.
I'm sure she does.
Then they're making, they all make dinner. Sutton's
paella.
Sutton's friends come over. Have you ever had
paella?
I have.
You have in Spain?
No, I've never been to Spain, but I have had paella. I don't know if I've had it the same way that we saw made by Storm and his dad, but I do love that everyone had a crush on Storm and his dad.
I did not love the food in Spain. It was a lot of, you got shrimps with the tails and the eyeballs and, you know, fish that are like fully, well, I didn't.
It's too many things.
Yeah.
But we're starting to see Erica a little bit tipsy.
What do you mean? Merce in the purse?
Merce in the purse.
She's like the new elf on the shelf.
He's Merce in the purse.
She was hilarious. I mean, who knew that Erica was so highly intelligent?
She always...
Crystal.
I can say that whether Erica is tipsy or not tipsy, if they aired all the times that she has the history on things and actually has done the research. And I appreciated when they panned back and she's like, I, you know, didn't have the opportunity to go to college. And so I immerse myself in learning new things. I'm like, I immerse myself in learning nothing.
And yeah, saying, I think she's well traveled too. And I feel like traveling is one of the great experiences and you learn so much.
And if you have, you know, if you've had a, you know, tons of dinners with different people throughout your life and you're taking in what they're saying and asking questions, you are going to learn. But she was funny.
Have you been out of the country a lot? Have you been to a lot of different places?
I've been to a decent amount of places, but I wouldn't call myself like well-traveled.
What's well-traveled?
Like I didn't travel to different countries when I was a kid. I don't think I got a passport. Either.
I didn't until I was over 40, but I probably have been to about 20 different, probably.
Yeah, but also going while you're on camera is also very different than going.
Oh, yeah. Me and Eddie used to travel. We would go, well, now we usually go one international trip a year. But prior to that, before the pandemic, we did maybe a couple.
Well, maybe once we have some more trips under our belt, we can say this. When you travel the world, you can speak in any accent you want.
An accent you want. Because she's like a drunk rain man.
Then Dorit asked Trevor what Sutton was like. And Trevor says Sutton was very mean to him. And she always acted like she was in charge.
Nothing's changed.
Then Sutton and Trevor say they had so much fun with Merce. That's when we know, she says, that's when Erica goes, I know you love Merce, but Merce is in a Ziploc bag.
I know. But I told you, I opened up my dog's remains and to split them up and it was in a Ziploc bag inside there.
Would you be upset if I carried your ashes around in a Ziploc bag? And then as we see in scenes for next week, your remains ended up all over the back of Garcelle's outfit.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, if it was my butthole, that's the part you're going to get.
Gosh. I leave Teddy my butthole that I didn't wipe properly. Disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Well, we may as well add teabagging to the list of things that is okay to speak about with the Ballet Association. I was like, I can't.
At first, I thought that Sutton was saying she mixed her dad's ashes with Merce's ashes. Because it was very confusing what she was talking about. And it was really sad for me to see her get so emotional and all the things that, you know, it would be hard if you have somebody's ashes for 10 years, even though they've obviously been gone for 10 years, to actually physically get rid of them.
I know. But I think she was meaning more. She has a lot wrapped up in the men that have been in her life. So between Merce and her dad, they've both passed away. So I think that's what she was saying.
And her divorce, she threw a divorce in there too.
Oh, she did throw her divorce. So
I just have, in closing, I have one thing to say.
What?
I miss Lisa Rinna.
I mean, who doesn't?
That's all I have to say.
Who doesn't? I feel like if they're not coming for somebody's...
yeah, she got things going and she got messy and I just miss that so much.
Please, and I mean, you're back. Trying to see these women connecting and like have, like, even when Erica and Garcelle are like, Erica comes in and she's all tipsy in her dress on the bed, and then like Garcelle's not tipsy on the bed too, you know, like there's these moments that could be hilarious but fall just, flat because the other person is not reciprocating what's happening.
I know,
like what made certain things fun is when, you know, you got two hot messes going for it, but like if you only have one person, that's it's just not enough. It's not enough.
Let's get to the good stuff.
Let's get to Miami.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about Miami.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. I'm going to start Miami with something I'm really upset about.
What?
I want to look as refreshed as Dr. Nicole after a 24-hour shift.
That's what I said.
And a red-eye flight.
And a red-eye flight. Wakes up, just
puts in a banana clip.
Yes. Oh, hi. I'm like, oh, God, if I didn't love you, I'd hate you.
I was like, for the love. Like, she is just so
stunning. I flew home from we had 2 days in San Francisco. I came home. I went to bed at 6 o'clock. When I got home, I was so tired. I woke up, my eyes are swollen. I still don't feel great. It takes me like 2 days to recover.
I know. But this is what I don't understand about the World Wide Web, because I guess at our live show, somebody asked me if I was going to have a threesome with somebody who it would be. And I said, oh, Dr. Nicole, like, love her, but like, can we make it a foursome and just bring in so that we have Anthony? And then all these people started sending me these messages about Anthony's net worth.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, because I said, listen, I want a yacht and a private plane and all these things and the house on Star Island or wherever it is. But I just want to let everybody from the World Wide Web know that when you Google somebody's net worth, it's not always accurate.
I know. Let me just tell you, my net worth is what was stated in my divorce papers 14 years ago. That was my net worth.
Well, it says that Anthony's is $3 million and mine is $16 million. I can tell you with 100% certainty, my personal net worth is not $16 million. So
that is hilarious.
I would be thrilled if it was, but I think sometimes the World Wide Web doesn't update these things.
No, what they do is if they get any kind of legal papers where you'd have to put income on there or anything, that's where they get it from.
Well, then Alexa is taking the women to the cathedral where every single woman is dressed,
with their boobs out,
their midriff showing. They're like, oh, I brought a shawl or I brought this. I was just like, these outfits are hilarious, especially because they're going to come back and change before the gondola ride from hell.
But do you love that Alexia had her sunglasses on in church the entire time?
Oh my gosh, I didn't even notice that.
The entire time she had it on.
So good. Well, while they're in there, this part made me sad when Julia was talking about how she separated herself from religion 23 years ago when she lost her son. I guess I had forgotten the magnitude of this story, that she hired somebody that she thought was a registered nurse.
I know. I was like,
died from shaking baby syndrome.
Yeah.
How did I block that out? I think because it's like so alarming to even think. But then I did see Julia get emotional once she was in the church. Like you could tell that all of those emotions were kind of coming back because she was letting herself feel probably that sadness. But I feel like that's something that would never, ever leave you.
No.
And I hope that. And when she said, listen, like, this is why the farm and animals I've connected so much, because I thought I would end my life if it wasn't for my chihuahua.
Yeah, she said her farm is her temple with her animals because of, you know, her dog being there for her when her son passed away. It's just so sad. But I also agree with Marisol because, you know, I went through a whole thing like, okay, I do the same prayer every single night and it's not coming. It's not happening. And, you know, you have to always remember what Marisol said. Not everything comes at the time you ask for it.
Yeah.
So it's on God's time.
And sometimes what you think may potentially be best for you. And I'm not saying is what Julia is.
Right, I'm not comparing
this to Julia. I'm just comparing it to any time we pray about certain things. Sometimes you will pray for things and it's actually not your path. And it's not what your life is meant to be. And that's why your prayers aren't being answered in that certain situation. But Gertie, when we see her praying, you can see that she's scared. Larsa holds her. And then Gertie says there was a bond between them in the church that she will never forget. And then I'm like, but you guys have forgotten. I've been seeing it everywhere. You guys fighting like crazy. So what happened between church and now? Because y'all are not in a good place.
Interviews.
But... between this and the Beverly Hills episode, I'm like, God is basically a friend of on the Housewives franchises these last two episodes.
One's in Spain, one's in Mexico City, one's at a temple, one's at a church. Like it's just, I mean, they were like very parallel.
Very parallel.
Except for the divorce. Lenny's such a charmer.
Oh my gosh, Lenny. But this is where I have to give class to Miami. This is why this show is so good. No matter what happens, these women can find a way to all come together.
Yeah.
And but then we get the call.
Ready for the settlement.
First it's the divorce lawyer.
Like, this is what's confusing to me. Like when you're going through this situation, you don't normally talk to each other about this stuff. Your attorneys talk.
But that's the problem. I think that's why these two continue to have this, because I think their attorneys talk. And then I think Lenny knows that he can manipulate Lisa if he's nice to her. So then he calls and tries to switch things around. And I think that's
it's pretty funny that he called her to tell her that she cannot live with another man while he's paying her the settlement, whatever. Because the judge would say, no, you can't say who she can live with. Now, if she gets married,
then she no longer gets spousal support.
Alimony. So I'm like, who does he think he is? Like, he just thinks she's that dumb that she'd be like, okay.
But then she loved being able to give it right back and being like, Well, I then asked him if he wasn't allowed to permanently reside with his girlfriend. And he said he doesn't want to. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I hope that this line came out wrong out of Lisa's mouth. Hmm. If I have Jody or whoever move in, it won't be a loser. I'm like, oh God, that really probably made Jody feel really sweet and loved.
Well, you can tell that it's starting to really rub Larsa the wrong way because she is not even allowing Lisa a moment of grace. She is on her every second.
What do you mean? Telling her to open her legs because she felt nauseous, wasn't trying to be there for her?
Yeah. You know what? I've always heard that
when you open your legs and let your vagina breathe. And I'm
listen,
like,
let it marinate the Sprinter van and then we'll all feel better.
Oh my gosh.
But can we add one additional thing to this agreement?
Sure.
That Lisa's about to sign. It should also say we do not have to hear Lenny's name ever again. He should be provided a code name, something else, any other option, but Lenny.
I feel like on season 14 or 12, or I don't know where it was when they finally stopped doing flashbacks of my ex and having him talk. I'm like, guys, really?
Come on.
They're like, he's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Well,
I'm like, then, no more.
But I think in this moment, Lisa gets really, the emotions have taken over. She says she feels like she failed and she doesn't want to embarrass Jody by crying over Lenny. She said that Jody felt this and he had a hard time embracing her. And then Larsa says she doesn't know anyone who would put up with Lisa because she is so needy. Larsa says Lisa is like a baby and Lisa says Larsa is a bully.
This shocked me because they're very close.
That shocked me because they're really very close.
Very good friends.
And one person got annoyed at their boyfriend because they were taking pictures of Julia at BravoCon and had parties for coming back parties after 6-day trips. Like, I'm like, I think there might be some needy and they have a podcast called Separation Anxiety, right? Like, I think there might be some neediness going on all around.
Larsa can do no wrong in my eyes ever.
I love Larsa, but I think they both are in relationships.
Well, I think that when she says she's needy, it's because of all the Lenny stuff. I think that's why she's.
Well, I have a question.
Maybe needy probably wasn't the right word to use.
But would you call Eddie on a FaceTime right before filming and show him your outfit and say, do you think this looks good?
Yeah, no, because he'd say, yeah, it looks great.
Yeah, he would have
his eyes closed and say, yeah, looks great, babe.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. It's cool. Like, I'm not needy because unless I don't have the option.
Unless it's tires on a motorcycle or something, you know, about his dog, he doesn't notice it.
But would you throw a welcome home party for Eddie after 5 days apart? Like, I throw a party when Edwin leaves for five days.
No, I'd throw a go away party. Just kidding, babe.
I know one of my friends was talking about, she was dating this guy she met online and she's like, gosh, you know, you love bombing. She was using all those words. And I'm like, you're welcome to take over with Edwin. We're 15 years in. Give it a go. See how you feel.
Good luck.
You're not going to get love bombed.
No. Oh, probably would. You know, in the very beginning.
But
you know how that goes. I think that's pretty normal in new relationships, the love bombing and all that. I hate that word.
I know. I don't like it. I don't like triggered, all of it.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
There was some fighting that went on in that boat.
That boat.
And this boat ended badly.
This boat ended really badly. First they see the dogs on the side of the canal, and Lisa says she wants to throw them food. Alexia says it's disrespectful and rude.
Do you think it's disrespectful and rude? Because I was like, they kind of went a little hard on her. All she was doing is throwing the dog a little treat.
I don't know. If I was driving by your house and I thought that your dog looked...
Oh, was it in a backyard?
Yes, it was at people's house.
I thought it was just like a wild... dog.
It wasn't at like a gas station, like with a dog with like a sign up, like, I don't have food. Like, no, they had already made comments. The women had already made comments about these are people's homes.
Oh, and... You're right. In my mind, for some reason, I thought it was just like a dog, like in a field or something.
No.
And I'm like, these women are losing their shit over this.
No, they're losing their shit because those dogs are somebody's pet. And for her to just assume that they're hungry or whatever. And it's not as if she was walking dogs.
If you're coming by my backyard, farmer's dog is the only food that my dog eats. It's fresh food.
Yeah. I mean, but flinging, you know, turkey sandwiches over like into somebody's backyard.
But first of all, they weren't even making it.
Then I kept thinking one of these dogs is going to jump into this body of water. And what kind of animals are inside of this body of water?
Oof.
Like, I don't know. Like, I was like, now we're going to see a dog death because the dogs didn't want
because
the turkey
of Lisa.
Sandwich.
Oh, my God. Now, Kiki is not having it. She is not having it. And then we got into a fuck you fight.
Well, I think that it's not Kiki's job to educate all the other women, but I wish in that moment Kiki shared something very personal about her childhood in a confessional, about the way she grew up and why these women's privilege were upsetting her, and you know, they don't even understand, so their comments are very ignorant comments or ignorant things to say. But she said it in a confessional. She kind of just sits there trying not to get irritated at the women. I think it just starts to bottle up in her. And I think between that and the paperwork that's going on with Lenny, both women were so upset by the time we got to the turkey sandwich throwing or the juice box. I want to know if the juice box was full or empty.
I know is it's a little bit heavier than a napkin. That's all I have to say.
You know, I don't know if it's an empty juice box if it's heavier than a napkin. I'm just saying.
It's heavier than a napkin. It's cardboard.
Yeah. Well,
do you think that Kiki assaulted Lisa?
No. I think Larsa actually made very good points. If I don't want to get to that point, I'm not going to stand up and start pushing at somebody.
Yeah. She said, if you stood up and got in my face.
Yeah. And started the fuse. Like, yeah.
she would do things normally she wouldn't do. I'm the same way. You're going to stand up and get in my face. I'm either going to do one or two things. I'm going to take a deep breath and walk away, or I'm probably going to sucker punch you.
Yeah. I mean, I think she, it didn't seem like it even hit her, but I do think that both women were upset.
I kind of feel like Lisa still has a little bit of bent up resentment towards Kiki after when Kiki told her she needs to stop talking about Lenny.
Well, because we're talking about Lenny again, but Lisa did also say that sometimes she doesn't want to embarrass Jody. Jody, if you don't want to be embarrassed by Lisa, maybe don't watch this episode. It's not the best one. Just skip on over it.
I mean, the way this show ended, I'm like, first of all, I felt bad for Julia because there's babies hanging after she just talked about how she lost her son, and there's babies hanging in trees and
not
abandoning.
Like a couple babies, like
a hundred million. I know.
It's called the dolls. Well, I love that they're talking to Emilio Estefan, as then all of a sudden all the women are like, okay, bye. And then they're like, baby dolls, hey. And it's just like,
is he like the seventh or eighth housewife now?
I feel like we see him more than anyone else. But everyone is super freaked out. They decide they're all going to hold hands and kind of come together in this moment. And Lisa refused. But we did see that. I want to know who she was texting. My eyes weren't good enough where she was sending the 100 text messages. I wonder if those was going to production or if those were going to Jody. And if it was Jody, I'm like,
no, they're going to production. Get me off this boat. I'm not doing this. Did she try to pull her mic off too? I saw her grab something. I'm like, oh boy, here we go.
Well, what was she going to do? Jump in the water next to her?
Well, that's the thing. You never want to get in a fight when you're on a boat.
But that's always when the fights happen. But I think that Kiki's feelings were hurt and Lisa was just.
I think Kiki needs to be a housewife.
Oh, I 1,000,000% think Kiki needs to be a housewife, because I think anytime we do get to see her personal story, she is so authentic and real and sharing. And when Lisa was coming for her in a like F you kind of way, Kiki gave her multiple warnings. Like, please sit down. Please stop this. Like, stop. I'm trying to take deep breaths here. And Lisa wasn't having it.
I know.
And Larsa put it best. But
well, now I think we know why Larsa got first seat at the reunion.
Well, then I need to also know, do we think that Adriana is going to do the lift at her concert? Because I haven't seen any practicing.
Well, she did one. Remember one practice, the lift? It was last week.
We love you, Miami. We appreciate all of you. And everybody is putting their work in. And the other thing, other than these women coming together and always filming together, each episode you find something you like in every housewife.
Yeah.
Or every friend of, which I cannot say that about all the franchises.
And I will say Julia has really come around for me. Like, at first I'm like, oh, I don't know, I didn't really find her that interesting. Now I really do.
So. Yeah. I would say that I have empathy towards Julia and her, like, but sometimes I do feel like when she's trying to connect with the other women, they still need to like give her more of a shot.
Yeah. All right.
Well, anywho, I hope you have a fantastic week and we will be back next week. Or you can subscribe and listen to our flashback episodes, Real Housewives of Orange County, episode 1 and 2. Watch along with us. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.